Hollywood holds hate parade during Trump Republican nomination speech, murderer, bullshit propaganda. By David Ng on August 27, 2020. The left-wing Hollywood celebrities were fuming as President Donald Trump accepted his party's nomination on the final day of the Republican National Convention. Not only did left-wing stars lash out at the commander-in-chief, they also singled out first daughter Ivanka Trump and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani for their nastiest insults. "Here comes the asshole," Rosie O'Donnell tweeted as her president took the stage at the White House late Thursday. The outdoor ceremony on the South Lawn triggered celebrities who complained about the lack of social distancing. Actress Mia Farrow compared it to Jonestown, an adoring cult waiting for Jim Jones to appear. The West Wing star Bradley Whitford called it a desecration of the White House. Other left-wing celebrities to fling mud on the RNC's last night include Alyssa Milano, Rob Reiner, Dave Bautista, and best-selling author Stephen King. Actor-comedian Jim Gaffigan swooped in to defend Joe Biden from claims that he's a socialist and to decry the president's speech as all lies to scare Americans. "To those of you who think I'm destroying my career, wake up. If Trump gets elected, the economy will never come back," Gaffigan later said. Perennial Trump-bashing comedian Rosie O'Donnell hate-tweeted throughout the convention, directing her anger at the president. Bette Midler, who had indicated she wouldn't be watching the speech, tweeted out a meme of projectile vomit. Guardians of the Galaxy star Dave Bautista called President Trump a dictator and president hypocrite. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill tweeted that the U.S. has become a global laughingstock thanks to the president. Bradley Whitford called the president a racist, sexual assaulting, lethally incompetent Russian asset. Seinfeld writer Larry Charles called the president a murderer. Actor Michael Rapaport resurrected his dick stain, sick, insult at the president. Rob Reiner was in a more subdued mood than usual, complaining that the president's speech was boring. Author Stephen King called the use of the White House the worst public example in history. His criticisms were echoed by a number of stars, including Kristen Johnson, John Cryer, and anti-Trump comedian Sarah Cooper. Trump-hating comedian Kathy Griffin led the charge against Ivanka Trump, calling her a Karen. Other figures to attack the first daughter include Alyssa Milano and RBG filmmaker Julie Cohen. Other stars took shots at Rudy Giuliani, who gave an impassioned speech about how Democrats have failed America's cities. Some stars insulted Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah mocked the senator's legislative record while Full Frontal with Samantha Bee made fun of his reference to hamburgers. Actor Ethan Embry insulted Reverend Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, who opened the RNC on Thursday with a prayer. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.